美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目恋爱单元的终极课程。Emily 告诉好朋友 Kevin 自己交了个男朋友，可是最终却分手了。 Professor Bowman 怎么会这样呢？
Let's listen and find out what went wrong.
So Emily, what happened with the guy you started dating recently?
Well, a guy from one of my classes asked me out on a date. At first, I had a crush on him, but after a couple of dates, I knew he wasn't my type.
Well, don't worry. There are lots of other guys out there. Why wasn't he your type?
Well, I like guys that like to have a good time and make me laugh. But this guy just wanted to stay at home and play video games all the time.
Oh, 原来 Emily 的前男友一天到晚窝在家里打电子游戏，难怪 Emily 受不了。 Professor Bowman, Emily 说她一开始的时候对那个男生有 crush, 这是什么意思啊？
A crush is a temporary love for someone. A lot of people say that they have a crush on someone, which means that they like that person.
Oh, crush 就是说对某个人有好感。那如果两个人开始约会了，还能说自己对这个人有 crush 吗？
Good question, Winnie. The answer is no. A crush can only be a person who you like, but who you aren't dating yet.
Well, I think it's good you don't go for guys who play video games all the time. But why did you have a crush on him at first?
Well, our first date started well because we talked about how much each of us likes movies.But it turned out we don't like the same kind of movies.
That's too bad. I remember a few years ago, I was seeing a girl who only wanted to watch movies that I hated. Every weekend, we argued about what movie to watch.
That's too bad. I hope your current girlfriend likes the same kinds of movies as you.
原来 Emily 和前男友是因为两人都喜欢看电影才开始交往的。Emily 后来发现这个男生不是她 go for。喜欢的类型，所以呢，就决定分手了。哎，对了，没准 Kevin 有什么朋友可以介绍给 Emily 呢。
You guessed it. In the next section, listen for the phrase set up, which means to introduce two people.
Actually, I have a friend who you might like. Do you want me to set you up?
Well, I usually don't like to be set up because I really don't like blind dates.
I understand, but this time you should let me set you up, because I think my friend is really your type.
Well, okay. If you think he's my type, then I will let you set us up.
太好了 ,Kevin 要把自己的朋友介绍给 Emily.
That's right. But why doesn't Emily usually like to be set up?
她不喜欢别人给自己介绍男朋友，是因为她不爱去盲约 ,blind dates, 也就是由别人安排的约会。这一点啊，他跟我倒很像呢。
But Winnie, sometimes you have to trust your friends. I think Emily trusts Kevin to introduce her to someone nice. In this section, listen for the word jock, meaning someone who only likes to do sports.
But Kevin, you have to promise me your friend isn't a jock. I really don't like jocks.
No, he's not a jock at all. In fact, he's the opposite of a jock. He's a nerd.
A nerd? I really don't go for nerds either.
Well, you just have to trust me. I won't set you up with someone you won't like.
All right. But Kevin, if your friend is a big weirdo, you're going to be in big trouble.
Don't worry. I promise he's not a weirdo.
Emily 还挺挑剔的，既不要 jock, 运动狂，也不要 nerd, 书呆子，她更不要 weirdo, 古里古怪的人。
Well, Emily does sound picky, but as long as Kevin's friend isn't a weirdo, I think they'll have a good time.
如果啊 ,Kevin 介绍个怪人给他，他绝对饶不了 Kevin 的。哎，我倒真想看看 Kevin 给他介绍个什么人呢。
Well, listen next time and find out.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。